Death's Own Door, written by Andrew Taylor and read by Philip Franks.
Chapter 1. The little train rumbled out of the tunnel. Sunlight broke through the smoke and swept into the compartment. Edith Thornhill glanced out of the left-hand window and saw Fontenoy Place glowing on the hillside farther down the valley. Nearly there. But she wished she hadn't come. She turned her head to the other window, and there was Trenault, smudges of grey on the other slope of the valley. The train would be at the station within a couple of minutes. She scrambled to her feet. Fortunately, she had the compartment to herself, and peered into the mirror beneath the luggage rack. No train smuts, thank God, and her makeup was still as good as it needed to be. She removed the hat pin and rapidly adjusted her hat on her thick fair hair. When the hat was secure again, she straightened her jacket and smoothed her skirt. What did it matter? No one would know who she was. The little train slowed. It rattled over a level crossing and past a signal box. The platforms slid along the windows. The station seemed smaller and dingier than it had in 1938. There was no longer a tub of flowers beneath the window of the station master's office. Squealing and hissing, the engine came to a halt. Panic rose in her throat. There was still time to turn back. Why make herself even more unhappy than she already was? Edith picked up her handbag, opened the compartment's door, and stumbled onto the platform. She would sit in the waiting room until the next train back to Lidmouth. The stationmaster threw a mail bag into the guard's van. Edith glanced up and down the platform. Doors slammed. A dozen other passengers had alighted, but she recognized none of them. Black ties and dark suits told their own story. She hung back, pretended she needed to tie up her shoelace, waiting until they had filed out of the station. But she couldn't stay here where Hugh had... Something else had changed. She forced her mind away from Hugh to work out what it was. No one was waiting to meet her, that was it. In the old days, Granny had always walked down to the station. Later, when the arthritis had taken hold, there had always been someone here. Bernie, perhaps, or Jack. Sometimes, best of all, even Hugh. Oh, God, not Hugh again. Don't think about Hugh. Not now. Not here, of all places. The other passengers had gone. The train pulled away. The level crossing gates creaked and swung open. The stationmaster returned to his sanctum. Edith was alone. She hurried away from the edge of the platform. She glanced up, facing away from the village, and saw, on the other side of the valley, the slate roofs and harsh red bricks of Hynam Cottage. The minutes passed. Rufus, she thought. Rufus, why you? The door of the office opened. The stationmaster stood on the threshold, turning his gold-braided cap round in his hand. Something wrong, ma'am?
No, nothing at all, thank you. I was just tying my shoelace.
His eyes had taken in her clothes.
You're here for Mr. Moorcroft's funeral, I dare say. Through the station yard and up the hill. You can't miss the church.
His mouth moved as if he were about to spit.
I'd be there myself if I could have got the time off.
Edith thanked him and hurried out of the station, fleeing from the curiosity in the man's face. She trudged through the sunshine up the hill. The air was hot and still. After a few minutes, Edith felt the prickle of sweat. She knew from experience that soon her face would be pink and shiny. The knowledge that she would not look her best made everything worse. Why was it so hot? Granny had once said with a bronchial chuckle that hot weather killed off old people like flies much more than cold. Then the following winter, she died. But Rufus hadn't been old. According to the notice in the Gazette, he had been 68. She had glimpsed him twice since she had moved to Lidmouth, and the first time she'd hardly recognized him. In 1938, he had looked 10 years younger than his real age. When she had last seen him, he had looked 10 years older. He hadn't recognized her.